Many women dread getting a pap smear because they think it might be awkward or uncomfortable. However, this important procedure can be potentially life-saving, and today we're going to learn about how often you should get it and when you should start. Here with us to discuss is Dr. Julie DeCesar, an OBGYN at West Florida Hospital with West Florida Medical Group. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from West Florida Healthcare. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Dr. DeCesar, let's start with the basics here. What exactly is a pap smear?
A pap smear is a screening test that tests a woman for precancerous changes or cancerous changes in the cells in her cervix and vagina.
Okay, and who exactly performs this examination?
Really, any qualified women's healthcare provider can do that. And certainly an OBGYN can do that. A family physician can do that. Internal medicine, a PA, or a nurse practitioner that have experience in women's health care, all of those providers can perform this type of exam.
Okay, understood. And you know, you mentioned precancerous. The only time I've heard of this before is when someone wants to get an exam for HPV, but maybe talk a little bit about some of the conditions or diseases that are screened via the pap smear.
So the main thing a pap smear screens for are precancerous or cancerous changes in the cells of the cervix, but additionally we have liquid-based screening tests. So we test for the presence of the HPV virus, which can be linked with warts in the vagina, vulva, and cervical cancer. We also can screen for sexually transmitted infections like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trichomonas off the pap smear test as well.
So I'm curious as to when a woman should start thinking about getting a pap smear.
A woman should start obtaining pap smear screening at age 21. There's really no benefit for the actual pap smear screening under 21.
And why is that the case?
Because the natural history of, you know, the development of cervical cancer, it takes a couple years after sexual debut or the first time somebody has intercourse because cervical cancer is linked to this HPV virus. So studies tell us that if we screen a woman under 21, we really don't pick up. Cancers typically don't occur in that population. And if there's abnormalities in the cells of the cervix, the body's immune system usually takes care of them on their own. So there's really no benefit to performing screening for this condition in that population.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you is that if a woman is over 21 and they're sexually active, it's a good idea to come in and get a pap smear. Can you talk a little bit about when exactly they should come in? Should they be feeling something first? Is there a certain interval of time that they should come in? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
So if they're over 21 and they're sexually active, they should come in at age 21. There are other reasons under age 21 to see a gynecologist. For example, if they're sexually active under 21, we should be doing STI testing. But in specific for cervical cancer, and the pap smear test should be performed starting at age 21, and it should be performed age 21 through 29 every 3 years.
So I'm curious to learn about the procedure itself. What is involved when a woman comes to get a pap smear?
The procedure involves placement of a speculum, which is a usually plastic or metal device that kind of opens up the walls of the vagina so that the physician or healthcare provider can look at the cervix. And then using a little soft brush, we brush over the cervix to collect some cells and place it in a liquid-based medium. It's important to note many women think they go to the emergency room or other places for a pap smear. A pap smear is actually scraping that cervix with that brush. It's different than a pelvic exam, which involves placing that speculum to look in the vagina. Those are two different exams.
Okay, understood. And so once it's collected, how long does it take to see results?
Once it's collected, it goes to a different set of physicians, pathologists. It gets processed and read. The turnaround time is usually roughly a week.
After a week, what can a woman expect if her results are abnormal, and what will happen after that?
So it really depends on her age. I mentioned that age 21 to 29, she gets a pap smear. She gets a cytology, a pap smear, every 3 years. If the pap smear is abnormal, then in that population, we tend to test for presence of the HPV virus. If the HPV virus is present, depending on how abnormal the pap smear was, her physician may recommend something called a colposcopy, which is a microscopic exam looking for specific changes in the cells of the cervix. If she's age 30 through 65, what we do is we do that PAT test, that's that little scraping of the cells of the cervix, as well as we co-test the woman for HPV, and the recommendation is to do that every 5 years, ages 30 to 65. And then if that's abnormal, then depending on how abnormal it is, the doctor may recommend that colposcopy, which is what I was describing earlier. We look at the cervix with a microscope and look for abnormal cells.
And just in wrapping up here, are there any final thoughts you have for women who are considering getting a pap smear?
There's two things. Screening stops at age 65, or if she's ever had an abnormal pap smear, she should be screened for 20 years after that. So let's say she has an abnormal pap smear at age 50, she needs to continue screening until age 70, okay? The other thing is, you know, it's a hard exam to get through, but try to talk to your physician ahead of time and relax. And sometimes if the physician can explain what's going on, it makes the exam a little more comfortable for the patient.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. DeCesar. That's Dr. Julie DeCesar, an OBGYN at West Florida Hospital with West Florida Medical Group. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Call 850-969-2272 or visit westfloridamedicalgroup.com to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.